Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the first installment of the Lighten Up Brother podcast. Now, if you're a wrestling fan and you come to the Lighten Up Brother podcast, there's plenty of podcasts out there that go on long rants. You know what I say to them?
Lighten up, brother.
There's plenty of podcasts that like to armchair book and watch the show and tell you if they were the booker, how they would have booked things. You know what I tell them?
Lighten up, brother.
There are plenty of crazy podcasts, plenty of people that like to watch wrestling, get mad about wrestling, tweet about how mad they are about wrestling, and criticize each and every minor detail of wrestling. Do you know what I tell them?
Lighten up, brother.
Because we're here to enjoy wrestling. Wrestling is supposed to be fun. I love pro wrestling. My co-host loves pro wrestling. And if you love pro wrestling and want to talk about the fun and awesome things every week in pro wrestling, there's only one single podcast you need to be at. 30 minutes or less every Thursday. You should be at the
Lighten Up Brother podcast with Fuego Del Sol.
Alongside my best friend and fellow professional wrestler, the KBW legend himself, the assassin, AK-47. AK, tell me, are you as excited as I am to start this podcast every week?
I'm very excited. I am glad to be here with you, Fuego Del Sol. Man, you have a long history, great friends. We love talking about wrestling. We grew up on wrestling. We grew up together. We all know what this means to us. We cherish it. We love the positive vibes of wrestling. We love it so much. And we want to just embrace it and tell everyone how great wrestling has been, especially this week.
I just feel like it was time. You know, I listen to a lot of podcasts. I'm a big podcast consumer. And when it comes to wrestling, man, I feel like there's so much negativity and hot takes and things of that nature. And sometimes I like shooting the breeze with my best friends, talking about the sport that I love. And I thought we'd bring that to you guys here every Thursday. We're going to hit some big topics. We're going to hit some rapid fire topics. But what this podcast is for is to spread positivity. We're not going to talk about the bad. There's a million podcasts that want to talk to you about the bad. I'm going to look at wrestling each week and break down what I think is the best matches, the best stories, the best angles, the best catchphrases, all of the good stuff right here on the Lighten Up Brother podcast. And usually we would break down every week in wrestling. However, this week, since we're starting at a kind of a medium date, you know, we had Wrestle Dream and NXT No Mercy a couple weeks ago. We just had Fastlane. So I'm going to probably start at Wrestle Dream and go from there. And we'll talk about the past 2 weeks in professional wrestling to get us started with this inaugural episode. I'm pumped about it. AK, we got to start off hot. We got to start off with the biggest news in wrestling probably this month. One of your all-time favorites. Do you know who I'm talking about?
I know exactly who you're talking about. The man, the myth, the legend, Edge, also known as Adam Copeland. He is Adam Copeland now in AEW, so he's also known as Edge now. So there you go. Edge is here. Adam Copeland is here in AEW.
Yes, the Rated R Superstar, trademarked, by the way, the Rated R Superstar, Adam Copeland. You're going to have to forgive me and AK because we both grew up on the legend known as Edge, now formerly known as Edge, known by his real name of Adam Copeland. And we might call him Edge during this podcast. Please
forgive
me.
It's gonna happen.
Please forgive us.
We know what the deal is.
Clip comes by your Twitter feed, Adam, please forgive me as well.
It's gonna be hard to get that out of your head. We've been saying it for so long, for years. It's been like over 20 years we've been saying Edge. So it's gonna be hard to get that out of your head. So
you know, and I had a question. You know, everybody knew the rumors. I was at a friend's house watching the Wrestle Dream pay-per-view. Everyone knew with Darby versus Christian as the main event, the odds were pretty high that Adam Copeland would debut. I didn't know it was going to be with the same music. I didn't know what his name was going to be. I didn't know he was going to have the Rated R Superstar trademark. But in my head, I thought, where do we go? Where do we go when Adam gets here? Because I kept thinking in the back of my head, there's money to be made with an Adam and Christian reunion. There's money to be made by putting Adam and Christian together to go against some of the best tag teams that AEW had to offer. But AEW, smarter than me, realized that. And on his first promo on last week's Dynamite, he come out and he addressed that. He asked Christian, man, why don't we get back together? Have a proper run. It's been 20 years. Let's do it. We can wrestle FTR. We can wrestle the Young Bucks. And Christian does one of the greatest things I've seen.
Yes.
He pulls him in for the hug and hits him with the line of the week. What three words did he say to Edge, AK?
I mean, you might have to bleep this out, but he did say, go fuck yourself.
It was incredible. It was incredible. You know, and I had this discussion with one of my buddies. It's like, he's like, bro, Christian is too hot right now as a heel. How do you turn him right now? You can't turn him back babyface to team with Edge. And I was like, you have a great point. And I think this was the perfect way to do it. You know, plant the seed. We clearly want to see it down the line. However, Christian is just too hot as a heel. And with Adam Copeland coming into AEW, Christian's been getting more time to do what we've all been liking for so long. Mm-hmm. You know, giving Christian promo time, giving Christian the TNT title, it's only made Christian hotter, and it makes this Edge debut, Adam Copeland debut, even bigger. And I love it. I think Christian helps make Edge bigger. Edge makes Christian bigger. It's a positive for AEW all around. Go ahead.
I just want to add, it's perfect timing. It's like you said, Christian's like is so high right now. He's healing it up. Promos have been on point. He's got the TNT title. What else could happen? Adam Copeland shows up into the mix, and it's like it just blows up into even more of a bigger storyline. It's so good. It just worked out perfectly how it all went down.
And I would be remiss if I didn't mention the Nick Wayne turn on Darby Allin. I thought it was a great touch. It can add to the fatherly persona that Christian Cage is doing so well, right? He's my father. He's your father. He's everyone's father.
Everyone's father.
He's a father to the fatherless, and it's incredible to watch. I'm very much enjoying this, and I cannot wait to see where it goes. I was not extremely high on Edge's return to WWE. The Judgment Day stuff was a little rocky at first. However, I loved his send-off with Sheamus. I thought they had a great match. I like grizzled veteran Adam Copeland. I like that style, him wrestling as a babyface, him coming out to Metalingus, brother. It's you know, on this day, I see clearly everything that's come to light. You know,
there was a nice touch they added to the the theme.
Beth Phoenix saying, "You think you know me?" Incredible. Yeah, we spent so much already on Edge and Christian. We love it. It leads off the show today. I think we should move on to the next topic. Everybody, we got an insane Tuesday night of professional wrestling. You know, you got your NXT hardcores, your WWE hardcores going up against your AEW hardcores. And whether or not you're on AEW side or NXT side, it felt like some Attitude Era Monday Night Wars, and I love it. Both shows. Give it to me every week.
I love the pettiness as well. You'll see like NXT kind of take a little jab, and AEW with their segment, they take a little jab, and it's like, oh, here, you know, NXT. Like, oh, what? Jade's here. Like, okay.
Jade Cargill. Boom. Yeah. John Cena's coming. John Cena's coming? We got Swerve Strickland versus Bryan Danielson.
Exactly. Right now. It's just so much good stuff.
Let me hit you with this little gong and tease The Undertaker showing up.
Woo.
Okay. We'll put the international title on the line. We'll put the women's championship on the line. It became Title Tuesday. You know, a bunch of legendary cameos with Cody Rhodes, with LA Knight, you know, and a bunch of what I think AEW does the best. Just incredible television wrestling. It's so hard for me to sit down and watch TV wrestling live, but I feel like Dynamite Tuesday night had me on the edge of my seat. And I'm not saying that because I'm a former employee. I'm saying that because
the matches are good. You can't deny it. They're so good. Swerve and
Let me tell you. Yes, that's what I was about to get to. Let me tell you, bro. When you start off this show with arguably arguably the best wrestler on the planet right now, you have my attention. You have my attention. Because for my money, right now, this moment in time, Bryan Danielson, the American Dragon, it's the final countdown. That motherfucker is the GOAT right now in pro wrestling. At any moment, Will Ospreay could step up and have a run and take over. He's probably close second for me. At any moment, Kenny Omega can step up and have a run. Josh Alexander, Speedball Mike Bailey, Seth Rollins. There's a list of guys that can at any point
take and also, the crown. Don't sleep on his opponent, Swerve. He's
brother, I'm
going
to get
right
to
now.
Swerve. If we're talking positive wrestling, I'm going to get to Swerve.
You got but to.
With the run he's on, bro, the match with Ricky at All Out, the second match they had, the street fight on, or the Texas Death Match on Collision, the match with Kyle Fletcher, and then the technical masterpiece that was Bryan Danielson versus Zack Sabre Jr. We got robbed of it at Forbidden Door, and it's finally happened. We got robbed of Forbidden Door last year, but it finally happened at WrestleDream, and it was incredible. As a connoisseur of technical wrestling, someone who studies every little detail, wants to mimic it and learn the holds and techniques, the way they went hold for hold was a type of match we haven't seen on a national scale like that in very long. It wasn't trading false finishes. It wasn't trading strikes. A lot of it was, okay, you got a hold. I'm reversing to my best hold. Reversal after reversal, counter after counter, and big moment after big moment. And I was captivated by it. I loved it. And then he follows that up. Tony Khan was cooking. He said, okay, we got to come big. We starting to show off with Bryan Danielson versus Swerve Strickland. Let me talk to you about Swerve a little bit. Let me talk to you about Swerve a little bit. Let me talk my talk. Okay? Swerve Strickland, right? Ever since he turned heel way last year when him and Keith Lee broke up, you could clearly see he had something cooking, right? He was leaning in to that heel persona, and he's got it. He's got the facial expressions. He's got the promo ability. He's got this just the pure confidence. There's an aura about Swerve that I really like. Then they put him with the Embassy, you know, and they combined into the Mogul Embassy with Prince Nana and the Gates and Agony and Brian Cage. And we were slowly getting started. And then you slowly see him start to put on some weight and gain some muscle and start to look like a top guy. And then out of nowhere, he has some great stuff with Nick Wayne, A.R. Fox, Darby Allin, Sting, going into Wembley and All In. And then he sets his sights on Hangman Adam Page. And again, that's what I feel like the wrestling business strives on. Take a top guy, put him against the top guy. Let's build some story around it and then give us a match that we want to see and that we do not know who's going to win. Going into that WrestleDream match, I had no clue. Hangman felt like he needed to win, but Swerve's momentum was skyrocketing, and I feel like he needed to win. And then don't get me started on my boy, Prince Nana, okay? Oh, yes. He adds to it every time I see it. When that music hits, when you hear whose house?
Swerve's house.
You know what I'm saying? And then theme song, top rope, catch your vibe. Yeah, I swerve when I drive. Yeah, I swerve when I drive. It just it's the total package is what I'm getting at. It's the total package, and I'm excited to see Swerve going up. Clearly, they're continuing the story with Hangman. Hangman got involved in his match, cost him the match later on. Swerve turned around and had Prince Nana get involved in Hangman's match, and unfortunately, Swerve lost to Bryan Danielson. But now we get Bryan Danielson versus another underrated in-ring competitor in Christian Cage. Saturday on Collision, that match is going to slap, and that's going to continue to solidify and cement my motherfucking GOAT, Bryan Danielson.
He's the GOAT.
Put him in the ring every week.
Give us flowers. Put him in the ring. He's GOAT.
It's like that Drake meme. He's the GOAT.
The GOAT. Love it.
I had to get on that, you know. But that's a little bit AEW. Let's flip it over to that NXT side, right?
Yes.
When you stack this show on that side. You bring in Cody Rhodes, you have my attention. You bring in LA Knight, you have my attention. You got Asuka showing up to wrestle the prodigy Roxanne Perez, someone I was on shows with, very young in her career in the Texas scene. I know how good she is. I know how much she enjoys learning about wrestling and to wrestle a veteran of the ring and someone who's still going at the highest pace than Asuka. It was fun to see. It was a really fun matchup. So shout out to her. I don't want to just highlight the cameos we had. We know about John Cena. We know about The Undertaker. We know about Cody in LA. The guys coming up, you know, they deserve some credit. Carmelo Hayes, Bron Breakker, Ilya Dragunov, you know, Roxanne Perez, Tiffany Stratton been killing it. And for Becky Lynch to go back down there, I want to save the Becky Lynch topic because that can go in a whole rant about how good Becky's been.
That's a whole can of beans to open up.
But I'm not going to declare winner. I think the fans won this past Tuesday night, and I like it. Stack the shows every week because it made me excited. I like seeing the discourse. I like seeing flipping back and forth to both channels. Yeah. I like watching things back. It was a fun night. Did you enjoy
it? Such a great night for wrestling. Talk it was. It's like we were eating good.
That's the best way to put it.
I have no idea why we get the awards. We get people pick their sides, but true wrestling fans, like, what else could you ask for? All the big names were there. Like, who wasn't there? Of course, we had some injuries here and there. You know, some people weren't able to show up, but it was so stacked. Like, I can't even on both sides. They were. Like I said, I love the back and forth. You know, AEW, they have like a little something segment. They have a little jab in there. Just a little something. And you got NXT. They might have a little jab in there. But it was light. It was fun, though. I enjoyed it. It was such a good time switching back and forth. Like,
I did, too.
Loved it.
I want to jump to what's been going on in the WWE. I know we've talked a lot of AEW right now. One of the best things, I think, right now in professional wrestling is Gunther. You know what I'm saying? The Intercontinental Champion.
The man.
His dominance has been incredible to watch. He puts together such enthralling matches. He's hard-hitting. He's intense. He's got this swagger about him now. You know, he's wearing the suits. He's celebrating his run as champion. He's getting better with his promos. He's molded his physique in the past year, and he's hitting on all cylinders. I loved his series of matches with Chad Gable. I'm a huge Chad Gable guy. I think for years, WWE searched and searched and searched for the next Kurt Angle when they didn't realize they had Chad Gable under their nose. And that's not a jab. Chad Gable is very unique and all his own, but he's slowly broken out with his character work, with his catchphrases, and just with his pure ability. He can German suplex anybody. He can German suplex a goddamn tank because he's that good. And then, you know, they are keeping Gable's momentum going with having him and Otis wrestle against or have matches with both Ludwig Kaiser and Giovanni Vinci, you know, the underlings of Gunther and the Imperium. But they also shifted to having Gunther wrestle Tommaso Ciampa in the main event of Raw last week. And I thought that was really well done. Really fun, hard-hitting match. Gunther's so fun to watch in the ring, and I'm very much enjoying him. He might be the best thing on Raw right now if it wasn't for what happened at Fastlane, but I'll get to that in a second. Love what Chad Gable was doing. You know, I hope he does eventually take the belt off of Gunther. I think that's another reason why the run is so exciting, because he did pass Honky Tonk Man as the longest reigning Intercontinental Champion of all time. Now he can it feels like it's time for him to lose soon. It feels like it's coming. Right. WWE will break the records, and then soon enough, they'll have a new champion, and I want Gable to be the champion. But what did we get when Gunther beat Tommaso Ciampa? We got the reunion of DIY. You know, there's been rumors that Triple H has took over full creative, that Endeavor and TKO has crowned him the head of creative with little input from Vince McMahon, and you can kind of see that. We got Johnny Gargano back. We got other guys from NXT that have been pushed heavier, that had that spark. You see what they're doing with Shinsuke again and his new turn and the vignettes that they're doing for him in the backstage videos. You can see a lot of Triple H's guys finally getting something to do, and I enjoy it. DIY. I feel like both Tommaso Ciampa, you know, who was unfortunately plagued by injuries this past year, and then Johnny Gargano, who took a year off and then came back and hasn't fully found his footing since he returned. I feel like it was the perfect time to put them back together. It spices up the tag team division, and we haven't seen them with a real main roster run. We got to see all that NXT, and they had an incredible story down there, but I'm looking forward to see what they do on the main roster now.
Yeah. And like I said, this is Gunther on a tear. We love him. He's, like I said, go break the record. And it's just so much good wrestling. Like I said, the tag team division, we need that more inspiring, because tag team.
Speaking of the tag division, I feel like that's the perfect way to segue. The perfect way to segue is that we have brand new undisputed tag team champions at Fastlane. My boy, Cody Rhodes and the Big Uso, Jey Uso. Main event, Jey Uso shockingly took the titles off of the four champions in Judgment Day.
Love it.
You know, and then they had an all-timer at the press conference. Yeet. Barking. I loved it. It was great. They're a little bit of an odd couple, but I really enjoy. I thought it was I even texted Cody this. I said it was an interesting twist to the story that I didn't see coming. He messaged me back and just with the simple response of M. Night Shyamalan. And so I was I get it. You know? Full of twists, baby. Full of twists. But
love a twist.
You know, I enjoy Sammy and Kevin's story of winning the belts at Mania. Mm-hmm. I think Judgment Day did need the belts for a minute. You know, helped make their story more interesting. And I think now it makes the story even more interesting that Cody and Jey Uso took the titles off in a great match. I love the Cody cutter into the 1D. I thought that was beautiful. Just a lot of fun stuff at Fastlane. I like where the story's going. We saw Kevin and Sammy confront the new champs and have an incredible match with them on Raw. And then we got another rematch for the titles next week with the Judgment Day wrestling Cody and Jey. But I'm loving that. Definitely interesting twisted story. We can elongate this. Now it gives them free reign to go to SmackDown and interact with the Bloodline over there. Just beautiful stuff. I know I'm spending too long on too many topics. We got to get done here soon.
Yeah. Everything's intertwining together.
I love it. So, speaking of Jey Uso, with his return to Raw, Drew McIntyre, a lot of times in wrestling with wrestling logic, we just forget, he's a good guy now. I'll forget all the bad stuff he did to me in the past. No. Yeah. Drew McIntyre doesn't forget. The Bloodline made his life a living hell. He had the run of his life. Everyone was clamoring for him to win the title at Clash of the Castle. But the Usos and Solo Sikoa and the Bloodline beat him up week after week after week. And Drew hasn't forgotten. And he's kind of walking he's tiptoeing this line between heel and babyface. He's still wrestling against heels, against the Miz and stuff. But I like where it's going. We don't know what side Drew is going on. It could be a slow burn, heel turn. But regardless, it's very interesting. And now he's setting his sights on Seth Rollins and the World Heavyweight Championship at Crown Jewel in Saudi Arabia. And I'm pumped about it. And I love Shinsuke Nakamura. I love the direction they're going. I don't think he had the steam and the momentum. I don't think with the run that Seth has been on, anybody thought that Shinsuke was going to beat Seth, unfortunately, because Shinsuke's never won the big one. However, I do feel like Drew McIntyre, who's known to have won the big one, who's got a ton of momentum right now, there is a real possibility that he could take the title. There's a real possibility that Damian Priest could cash in at any moment. There's a lot of buzz right now around the World Heavyweight title that I'm enjoying. Would you agree?
Oh, 100%. 100%. Like it's so many factors to it as well, like you said. So many going for it. Like, who's going to win? You don't really know. That's what the best part about wrestling. You don't know who's going to take it. And
that's what I'm loving about WWE. For a long time during the Vince McMahon era, I felt like the main title was the only real big story. With the Triple H's takeover, all of 2023, it felt like the undercard has kind of risen and done more. And I'm enjoying more characters and more intertwining story, real story within the undercard, the tag belts, Gable and Gunther and Tommaso Ciampa and DIY and Rhea Ripley. Can't talk about the Judgment Day without talking about Mommy and Dirty Dom.
Exactly.
She's killing it. She's the champ. I love how they she's on so many segments during the show. She's interweaving in and out of women's division stuff, back to Judgment Day stuff. Keep her on screen because she's incredibly entertaining, and I'm enjoying everything she's done. She's even getting some big reactions from the audience. They're cheering her, but booing the fuck out of Dirty Dom. So it's fun. It's fun to watch.
Yeah.
And if we're talking women's division, talk to him.
And I just want to say, I just want to highlight this because we're talking about it. Like when you said on the cards, like I am loving how so many wrestlers are getting shine right now. So many people, like so many wrestlers, they're like I said, Rhea Ripley, the Judgment Day. You got Cody, you got the Usos, like the bloodline is still happening. But also underneath that, you got Drew, you got Gunther. Like it's so much. Everyone's getting their shine. We're seeing them in the light because, you know, in the past, it's only like, oh, one storyline matters. And, you know, but I feel like now we're getting so many great storylines. Like, I'm interested in this. I'm interested in that. Like, where's this going to go? Where's this going to go? It's amazing. It's like a great series of a TV right now. I love it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Real quick, I want to touch on Becky Lynch, then we can hit some rapid fires before we get out of here. Becky Lynch, she won the NXT Women's title from Tiffany Stratton. I think she, right now she's the king of the gimmick match. We saw it years ago with the first ever Revolution with her and Charlotte. Anytime you can evolve weapons, evolve a stipulation, she kills it. She had an incredible cage match with Trish Stratus last month. I thought it was one of the best women's matches I've seen in years. Shout out to Trish Stratus. She deserves her flowers. But Becky Lynch carried that. Now she's going down to work with a lot of the talent in NXT. She kills it with Tiffany Stratton, wins the belt. I'm excited to see what she's going to do with that. When the man comes around, I'm watching the TV. That should be the new slogan because I'm watching it every week. But let's hit some rapid fires. We got about 3 minutes left in the pod.
Let's wrap it all. New AEW champs, baby. Orange Cassidy
wins the international title. Different change of pace after Moxley won, and then you hear about what happened in the match with him and Phoenix, and Phoenix having winning it really shockingly. I like
Orange Cassidy that was shocking,
belt back. And I think it was shocking that Orange got the belt back. It was a random thing, but I enjoy it. Big Bill and Ricky Starks trying to make Collision must see, beating FTR, one of the best attack. This tag, they've only been together a short amount of time, so I want to see where that goes. And then holy Sheeta becoming a 3-time champ.
I'm so happy about this.
I am too. I like Saraya, but Sheeta just felt like she's been on a run like no other lately, with just great match after great match. So I'm real excited to see what the new title.
And when I think of AEW, I do think of Sheeta. Like she was there. Hell yeah. You know, like when I picture AEW in my mind, she's like one of the first people that's in my mind is Sheeta. So it's just such a great moment to see that.
Next rapid fire.
Toni Storm. We got to talk about Toni.
Toni Storm, she's timeless Toni Storm. I like the black and white, the Marilyn Monroe get up. I'm enjoying that. I'm excited to see where it goes. She helped Sheeta out in the match. That's all I got to say about Toni. Looking forward to this new character progression.
Also looking forward to that. And we're going to move forward to Samoa Joe.
They're showing these vignettes to Samoa Joe. Vignettes. Anytime you give Samoa Joe a mic, I'm enjoying it. He's looking for a rematch. He killed it with Punk at Wembley. He killed it with Max. Anytime Samoa Joe's in the main event scene, I'm enjoying it. It's back-to-back vignettes. Is he going to go after Max again? We'll see.
And we had the two big dogs, Hobbs and Wardlow.
Return to Dynamite last week. Wardlow's back on a tear, powerbombing everybody. Hobbs joining the Don Callis family with my boy Sammy. I like it. It's different. Get him on TV. Give him a mouthpiece. I like to see the big man back on TV. Got a big win against Jericho. Shout out to Powerhouse Hobbs.
Yeah, shout him out. And you also got to talk about MJF and Jay White.
MJF, Jay White, the Roddy story is a little weird right now. It's a wait and see game for me. However, Jay White, best abs in wrestling. We got the potential 8-man tag with Max Caster bringing his love for MJF from online into real storyline. Can't wait to see that 4-way. Can't wait to see what the match brings. I think MJF versus Jay White sells itself.
And then, you know, last but not least, got Io Sky. Got to talk about
Io Sky wins the title and keeps the title in a triple threat match. Love the stuff she's doing with Bayley. I can't wait to see where it goes. Like I said, I wanted to keep it below 30 minutes. We hit a bunch of rapid fire topics. If there's anything you guys think that we missed or that we should be talking about, tweet at me at Fuego del Sol. Tweet at AK at The Assassin.
AK47.
And, you know, share the podcast. We want as many people as possible listening to Lighten Up Brother every week, having fun, enjoying wrestling. If you liked it, click subscribe. Catch us on YouTube. Catch us on wherever you get your podcast from. Thank you for joining me and my co-host this week. And we can't wait to join you every Thursday with a brand new Lighten Up Brother podcast. Send us off, AK.
Yes, this is the Lighten Up Brother podcast. Me and Fuego, and catch us every week. It's going to be a fun time. I'm enjoying it. And thank you. Like I said, give us all the feedback, and we'll wrap it up here. Take care, guys.
Thanks, guys. Share it. Bye.